broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We'll be starting Tradio now. That's our buy-sell trade program. You can call 907-772-3808 if you'd like to be on the air. And I'm your host, Isaiah, with...
me, Julie. I've been on all morning. I'm here to do Tradio, too.
Uh-huh, the voice of Petersburg. So, we have already a caller. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Cindy Fry over here at the high school, and we wanted to let the community know that our close-up students this year, which is our juniors and seniors who are traveling to Washington, D.C., we're starting to take names and addresses and number of bags for our seaweed collection for your gardens.
Yay.
And so, yay, I know, right? Exciting. So anybody who's interested in ordering seaweed, it's $20 a bag. And they can call our high school front desk, and they can take orders there.
What's the number?
And also down, it is 877-526-7656. And then also Stacy down at Bloomsterhurst is able to take orders down there.
Excellent.
I've got more exciting news, though.
Okay, well, $20 a bag for seaweed, and when are you doing this?
I don't know our delivery date. That really depends on tides, but we'll take orders starting today.
Okay.
And then hopefully we'll be talking about delivery in about 3 weeks.
Perfect.
We would like to have delivery sometime towards the end of October.
Oh, good. Oh, Del, that's excellent. And you say you have more news?
Oh, I've got more news. Right now we have students who are selling tickets for our enchilada fundraiser. That's going to be two pork enchiladas with the green verde sauce, a lime cilantro coleslaw, and a brownie. And those tickets are available, so they just have to find a high school junior or senior who is selling those tickets. That date for that dinner is going to be October 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a ton of other fundraisers happening, so just keep an eye out for close-up fundraisers. We're talking about possibly cinnamon rolls at Christmas. We're talking Christmas trees.
So oh, Christmas trees.
Pies. Yeah, Christmas trees.
That's excellent. That's been a few years.
Yeah, pies for Thanksgiving. We're going to do a fresh bagel fundraiser. Possibly for, I know this is a ways out, but for Super Bowl Sunday, we're going to look into maybe getting donuts and pizza. So just keep an eye out for opportunities to support our students. And, of course, we have the Christmas cash raffle, too. So we'll start getting those tickets out in November. So we're so thankful that we have a community that's so supportive of our students and their desire to learn more about our government through Close-Up.
And this is all for the Close-Up kids, right?
This is all for the Close-Up kids, yeah.
Okay.
Our drama kids are also doing a lot of fundraising because they're still earning money to go to that Fringe Festival in Scotland next summer. They started fundraising last year.
Okay.
So there's lots of opportunities to support our students this year.
Now, where can they get the enchilada tickets?
The students have them. So I'll put a post out there on Facebook and under Buy, Sell, Trade.
Okay.
And but if they're interested, they can also let our front desk know, and we'll have a student get back to them.
Okay, because I'm not sure what students are in close-up myself. So it's a mystery. So I would call the front desk and say, can you have a close-up student call me?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect, indeed. That'll be great. That sounds delicious. Enchiladas with verde sauce, coleslaw, and a brownie, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Sounding good. Cindy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. That's exciting.
Made me hungry.
I know. Fresh bagels.
Mm.
That's like gold. Caller on line two, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Anne calling for the Humane Association.
Good morning,
Anne. Hi, Anne.
Good morning. I'm calling just to let people know again that we have six adorable little male kittens. They're about 5 months old. They're going to be fixed early next month or right at the beginning of next month. And they're current on all their shots. And okay. They're super friendly and cute and litter box trained. And people can call 907-518-1091 if they would like to adopt a kitten. That's a pretty good deal for $65.
Yeah. And, all up to date on everything.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Litter box trained already?
Cute, and people can see them on our Facebook page.
Okay. And they're black, you said?
No, they're all different colors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought black. Oh, because Saskia's black. That's why. And I was thinking about her.
Okay. And also, we wanted to urge people to make sure bring your animals inside today for this storm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, if you have a dog tethered outside, it'd be great if you could bring it in. Just give them protection from the weather and falling debris and blowing debris and so on.
Especially
and
trees.
And also, if you do, take your dog out for a walk, you know, keep them on a leash because it's common that they'll run away in a storm.
Oh,
that's a good
advice. Good to know, Anne. That is very pertinent. That was my plan this morning. I never thought about that. Okay, leash
up.
Yeah,
okay. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, thanks so much.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. And ready for the other one? We have another caller on line three.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Caller on line three, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is Marilyn, and I have my Friends of the Library hat on today.
Excellent.
Ooh, great.
Okay. So Friends of the Library sale, book sale, and silent auction is going to be Saturday the 4th, October 4th. Mm-hmm. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the donations are being accepted starting September 29th mm-hmm. at the library. And right now, there's some silent auction items at the library you can bid on. There's some vintage books and some Inuit-style prints. They're displayed and they have bid sheets by them.
Oh, you can already bid on those. I saw them at the library. I didn't realize you could bid already. Okay.
Yep. And then there are, besides books, we have lots of puzzles and Christmas books.
Oh.
And we encourage people to bring a bag and fill it up for $5.
Whoa. That's a great deal.
A really big bag, Marilyn?
here's my tote.
We just said bag. I mean... Remember, we have a lot of readers in town, and there are a lot of books at the book sale.
There are. I think I've bought books back from the book sale, and then I take them back and recycle them. It's a wonderful thing.
That's great.
Yeah, and you do take puzzles for donation, too?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. There's lots of puzzle work. And then also, as a reminder, if folks can't get there on a Saturday for whatever reason, we do have the shelves in the library that are back by the teen room.
Yes.
That used books are available at any time. The library's open. So you don't have to be there for the book sale, but if you want a lot of books, which I'm sure you do. You want
like the best selection.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you want to see those beautiful vintage books. They're amazing. Good shape.
Yeah, great. Good. Okay, well, so that's it for today, and thank you for your service. This is I love Tradio, and I hope we can continue with it, with everything that's happening in the, world.
Well, we'll try.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
With money, yes.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Okay,
thank you
too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, and we do have another caller on line one.
Remember on Wednesday you said, well, nobody calls on Friday.
I did say that, and I am being proven wrong, and I'm very happy about it. Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Good morning, Julie and Isaiah. This is Craig Olson.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
And I'm safely ensconced in Kuprinoff, and I think I'm going to stay that way and cancel the chess club this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
That's probably
a dagger
wise.
In my heart.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. You'll have to wait till next week. But that's a good idea.
You can carry the torch if you want, Isaiah, but... I'm not going to be there.
No, I think it's best to weather in like you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, you might be busy with the radio station this afternoon and evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are on call to provide warnings. I felt like Cassandra, the voice of doom this morning, reminding everybody of all the things that could possibly go wrong because it's going to be windy, you know, and all the flying debris and this and that. But I think it's good to keep that stuff in mind and really good to stay tied up at home there and not cross the Narrows. So good move, Greg.
I'm already seeing whitecaps.
Oh, really?
Narrows.
Wow.
Yeah. Not nothing, but
yeah,
things are happening in that. And hopefully the backup generator works there at the radio station if the power goes out.
Oh, it certainly will.
Thank you.
I feel very confident in that generator.
Yes, let's just hope there isn't a power outage. Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, right. thanks for calling.
And, we'll try again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, caller on line 2, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. This is Ernie Argetsinger, and I'm Nancy Strand's son. And I wanted to announce that the family of Nancy Strand is going to be having an estate sale tomorrow at B&G Storage on 300 Mitkoff Highway.
Okay.
We had a few storage units out there, so we're just going to try and whittle down some of that stuff, and that'll be tomorrow, 9/27, from 10 to 2 at B&G Storage on 300 Mitkoff Highway.
Perfect. Thank you so much for giving us that information. So yeah. At B&G Storage.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie.
All right. Okay. And then now we have another caller on line 3. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
I have, I was going through some boxes of stuff that I'd forgotten I had, and I found some real treasures. And Christmas is coming up. But I'm going to be taken off shortly, so I'm going to get it in early.
Okay.
I found a Haida-Gwaii Argillite cribbage board.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
And it's complete with the set. It's got the pegs. I think they go for $100 and up.
Okay.
And I would like 50 for it.
Wow.
Wow.
And then on a little lesser note, I also have a 10-inch Bruce chop block. Bruce is a good thick, like an inch thick. It's a small one, about 10 inches.
So a chopping board? Yeah.
It's one of those really hefty duty ones.
Made out of spruce, you said?
No, it's Bruce. Bruce is the brand.
Oh, the brand name. But it is wooden.
It's wood, yes. It's solid wood. Bruce is a good name.
Okay.
So I'd like 15 for that one, please.
Okay.
And then I have, on a little weirder note, 3 yards of a patterned, a purple with patterns, fleece fabric.
Oh.
Yeah. I got it for a robe that I will never make.
Okay.
it's beautiful. 3 yards of it, I'd like $15 or the best offer on that one.
All right.
Anybody wants to do some work with some fleece fabric. And my number is 907-772-3136.
Okay, Marilee. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And now we finally have a gap in the callers.
We are doing so much better than Wednesday.
Yeah.
Just when you think Tradio is a thing of the past.
Uh-huh.
All these people call. Well, pretty exciting news about the seaweed donation. I noticed seaweed on the beach, you know. But I really like to support Close Up.
Yeah. You know, it's my first time hearing of it.
Of Close Up?
Yeah.
So it's a program where the high school kids go to Washington, D.C. And last year they also went to New York City. So they have these urban experiences. But the close-up part is, that, of course, they go to the Capitol and they see all the monuments. And
right.
Your old stomping grounds.
I don't know if I would call them that.
Well, then you lived in the city for a while.
I did when I was an elementary schooler.
Right. But then you probably had to get traipsed through the Smithsonian and all those places.
Yes. I remember it being very big, but I was also very small. So.
Yes, but they get that chance to see government in motion.
That's so important.
It is. They get to see, you know, where their offices are for their representatives, their senator, and it's a great trip. Kids love it.
Yeah.
So,
and so they're fundraising for it.
They're fundraising, and it sounds like they have a lot of fundraisers planned.
I'm excited for the fresh bagels. I mean,
yes, the enchilada one's the next one, but
there's a series of
bagels
events.
Caught your eye, I know, but or your ear, but they'll be doing a lot of fundraising. Yeah. In the days to come. What do you have there on the pile of...
Well, I just figured there are some important PSAs that are... Or not PSAs, but kind of events that are coming up this weekend.
Yes, I would mention those. That's a good idea.
And the first one is the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council is hosting a potluck. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the AMB John Hanson Senior Hall. And you can bring a dish to share and join for a meal and discussions of changes to the roadless rule and cruise ship pollution. Should be an interesting crowd. And also the Petersburg Bike Park is hosting a volunteer work party that is also tomorrow from 10 to 4 at Sandy Beach. And it is the last trail building day of the season, so if you can, bring a shovel and a rake, and adults and children are all welcome. Those can be fun.
Yes.
I like a work party.
Yes.
And Pat's
worked hard making that happen.
Yeah. You know what? I drive by it often, and it looks like it's coming together. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like they just need a finishing go at it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then the swing dance event, sponsored by the Petersburg Arts Council with local musicians, that's this Saturday at the Elks Lodge. And that's a family-friendly event with swing dance lessons starting at 6. And there will be mocktails and a dessert silent auction. And then the dancing begins at 7. And you can get tickets for that at the Petersburg Art Council website or at Lee's Clothing.
Petersburg's own Ticketron.
Yeah,
right
truly.
There on Main Street, Lee's Clothing. And you can get tickets for Manhattan Film Festival.
Oh.
That's tonight,
uh-huh.
7 to 10 at the Northern Lights Theater.
Yeah.
You can get tickets for that, $15 for... It's mostly adult-themed movies, you know, not really some short films. About 10 of them, I believe, and you get to vote for which one's your favorite.
Cool, love to judge. Can you get tickets at the door?
Tickets at the door.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I believe. And that's tonight and tomorrow night as well.
Right. Yeah.
Do you want me to start a rundown?
Yeah, let's do that.
That usually baits the hook for someone else to call.
Hey,
what do I say? There's the phone. So we have another caller coming in right now. Mm-hmm. And we still haven't gotten the bingo menu.
Oh, we haven't. Maybe this will be it. Sweet.
It could be.
Okay, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Isaiah and Julie. This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
From the library. And I realized that after I called, I heard you guys talking about Manhattan Shorts. But, yes, that is happening tonight and tomorrow. And one thing I wanted to say in case it was putting people off, in theory, the show is supposed to run 2 hours. So it should be more like 9-ish when it's done. I'm hoping for that, barring any other incident.
Oh, I see. So for the senior crowd that might not be able to stay up that late, you're letting us know.
And there might be some people who think, oh, my gosh, 10 o'clock, you know, that might be too much. And that's a long time to sit in the theater for 3 hours watching a movie. So in theory, it's the running time is about 2 hours. So it should be more like 7 to 9.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, because I'm one of those people who goes 10 o'clock at night. Really? Who stays up that late?
Yeah, me too. So, you know, anyway, so hope to see people there. Once again, tickets are $15 at the door, and the doors open at 6:30.
Oh, good. Okay. Thanks, Barb. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thanks,
all
Barb.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Yes, that did sound like a lot of long time, but then there's voting.
There's voting, and I believe there's also concessions, so there's popcorn and that sort of thing.
Well, exactly. There might be an intermission involving snackage, and always, when we all get together, a lot of talking.
Yes. Yappage,
so,
snackage.
Yappage and snackage. Our town in the fall.
Yep, that's the truth.
Lots of both.
And so we do have another caller. Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Ecad, sorry, just hang up.
No, you're on the air now, so don't swear.
Oh. Thanks for the warning.
I knew who it was.
I know. I've had to save my bacon. Hey, I did hear any voices calling in. I heard you guys talk about the swing dance tomorrow night.
Yes.
But I didn't hear any live voices, so I thought maybe I would just talk about that a little bit more. As one Hambone performer who will be there playing some music for folks to hopefully dance to, we'll be playing music with the jazz instrumental group Pendulum. And I know the Ukuleles are going to rock it. And there's several other live performers who've been practicing up, and it's going to, there's some dance lessons at 6 o'clock if you want to formally know how to do some steps, and at 7 music's going to start. And there's like there's saxophone players, and there's electric guitars, and there's really just great local music. So I want to encourage folks to come out and get their groove on and support the Arts Council and your community members, and to be really safe today. That swing dance is tomorrow night, and after today's cleanup.
Right. Well, the weather's supposed to die right down after midnight, so it's going to be a nice day tomorrow and a good time to come out dancing and hear local music. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. A saxophone, even.
Uh-huh.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Be well, you guys.
Thanks, Nicole. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. So, shall we...
We can start a rundown, I'd say.
Yeah.
So the first call was from Cindy Fry talking about the close-up program. That's the high school students going to Washington, D.C. in the spring. They are fundraising, and their first fundraiser, they're taking seaweed orders. You can order seaweed, $20 a bag to put on your garden, and you can order it by calling the school front desk, 877-526-7656, and give your name and address, and they'll go out and get you seaweed bags. $20 a bag. They plan to deliver sometime around the end of October. You can also order at Bloomster House. They're taking names down there as well. And more fundraising for Close Up. There's going to be a fundraiser dinner, and they are serving pork enchiladas, rice, chili verde sauce, coleslaw, a brownie. And if you want tickets for the pork enchilada dinner, also call the front desk, and they will direct a student to you so you can buy a ticket for that fundraiser. And that number again to call the school, 877-526-7656, for either the enchilada fundraiser tickets or the seaweed bags. Anne called from the Humane Association. 6 male kitties, all colors, are available for adoption. They will be neutered. They're current on shots. They're only 5 months old, but they're already litter box trained. And for $65 adoption fee, you can have one of them. And you can see pictures of them on their Facebook page. And her phone number, or the Humane Association phone number, 907-518-1091. And she reminds everyone, if you have your dog or your animals tied up outside, move them inside for the storm because of falling debris and that. And if you're walking your dog in this unsettled and windy weather, she says, leash up. Dogs sometimes can get frightened and run away during storms. You don't want to be out there looking for your dog in the teeth of the wind.
Yeah.
Marilyn, Friends of the Petersburg Libraries, is talking about the book sale coming up, and that's on October 4th. There's also going to be a silent auction, and you can see and bid, actually, already on the silent auction items at the library. They have some vintage books for sale, also some Inuit art. And if you want to donate for the Friends of the Library auction, you can drop books off, or puzzles even, at the library front desk starting on Monday the 29th, and they will be selling puzzles, books, and they say bring a bag and fill it up for $5. And it will be on October 4th. That's a Saturday from 11 to 1. Craig called to say chess club canceled this week due to weather. He's not going to make it over from Kuprinoff, and batten down the hatches, everybody. Ernie called to say that Nancy Strand's estate sale will be tomorrow at B&G Storage. That's 300 McCoff Highway. It's a storage unit sale from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Marilee Jones called in to say she has an Argolite cribbage board complete for $50. Also a 10-inch chopping block, the Bruce brand. It's solid wood for $15. And 3 yards of patterned fleece fabric, $15, or best offer, kind of purple colored. And Marilee's number, 907-772-3136. Barb called to remind us about the Manhattan Short Film Festival. She says it's more like 7 to 9, not 7 to 10, as I previously announced. $15 at the door for tickets. The doors open at 6:30. That's at the Northern Nights Theater. The movies start at 7. Swing dance event happening tomorrow night at the Elks Ballroom. Local performers, Nicole says, there's quite a variety of music. Pendulum, it's a jazz group, Ukuleles, and also Nicole and Alec will be playing. Lots of fun live music, a silent auction for desserts, and lots of dancing, of course. And it's a Petersburg Arts Council fundraiser. I don't know. Did I miss anything? I think that might be it.
I think that was a pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, I think that's everybody.
Summary.
Yes, so thank everybody for calling in. That's always wonderful to hear what's happening in the town. Yeah. And
I think that concludes Tradio.
I think it does conclude Tradio for today.
Yeah.
Stay safe, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned to KFSK for updates on the storm.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, the sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.